Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a deep dive into the intricate world of social media privacy policies, where I embarked on a journey to unravel the cryptopticon within Instagram's intricate web. Now, in this scholarly endeavor, I made several strategic choices in composition, in language, and in style to craft a multimedia experience tailored for, as most of you can likely make out, conspiracy theorists. Now, the foundation of my project laid in understanding the nuanced statements within Instagram's privacy policy, a document which is laden with specific yet loaded information. Drawing from inspiration from the surveillance machine, I delved into the Cryptopticon, which is an instructable information ecosystem of massive corporate and state surveillance. This concept became the linchpin for proposing changes to Instagram's policy that aimed to combat the invisible nature of surveillance. So, in dissecting Instagram's privacy policy, my focus narrowed down to four pivotal areas: location-related information, sharing with third-party partners, legal requests, and global service data transfers. This deliberate choice was driven by the nature of my project, which was aiming to evoke a conspiratorial undertone while maintaining a sense of implausibility. So, concentrating on these specific aspects provided me with ample room to formulate inconclusive yet plausible conjectures regarding Instagram's privacy infringements. And the deliberate ambiguity and suggestive tone inherent in each highlighted point in my project inevitably contributed significantly to the investigative atmosphere of the broadcast. And these carefully chosen areas essentially set the stage for me to construct and elaborate on my own conspiracies. So, to communicate these proposed changes effectively, I opted for a PowerPoint TV broadcast format, which catered to the visual preferences of conspiracy theorists. So the decision to use PowerPoint was not just a constraint, but also an opportunity. It allowed me to experiment, turning a platform with set limitations into a video-like experience. So while video editing expertise could have elevated the investigative tone through dynamic elements, PowerPoint basically provided clarity in highlighting crucial areas of Instagram's privacy policy without the overwhelming visual distractions. So the choice of audience was pivotal, which is conspiracy theorists. This influenced every aspect of my composition, from the form to the language to the style and the examples that I ultimately provided. So, knowing this audience prefers video content, I infuse the PowerPoint presentation with the visual elements of a TV broadcast. So, a dramatized host with over-the-top expressions coupled with carefully chosen imagery enhanced the far-fetched points discussed, creating an engaging experience. So the decision to emulate a TV broadcast wasn't arbitrary. It drew inspiration from class content, actually, particularly the Black Mirror episodes that left an indelible mark on the tone of my project. However, instead of embedding a complex theme within a storyline, my project opted for a more flashy and cutthroat approach to captivate the chosen audience. Despite the inherent constraints of using PowerPoint, I navigated its limitations creatively, introducing a level of engagement that, for the most part, aligned with the preferences of conspiracy theorists. So the absence of advanced graphic design skills, while they may have impacted the smoothness of transitions, they didn't hinder the core objective, which was to introduce a new perspective to Instagram's privacy policy. So, in conclusion, this scholarly work that I titled Unveiling the Cryptopticon, a Multimedia Exploration of Instagram's Privacy Policy, stands as a testament to the adaptability and creativity within limitations. It not only dissects the intricacies of social media surveillance, but it also demonstrates how a seemingly rigid medium, such as PowerPoint, can be transformed into a dynamic tool for scholarly exploration. So, I thank you for joining me on this journey through the Cryptopticon.